All stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Well, good evening. This is episode 29, December 27th, 2021. Not too long from now, we will be in a brand new year, 2022. I hope you took the time over the weekend to really give thanks to more than just Santa Claus and presents, but to give thanks to Jesus, to give thanks to your freedoms. Give thanks for those who have who've kept this country as free as possible for as long as we possibly could. And I hope that you are preparing for whatever 2022 throws our way. Now, my friends, my fellow patriots, we're going to get back into what we need to be observing as Christians in the post-apocalyptic America, or as the post-apocalyptic patriot who is out there defending his or her country from a rising tide of totalitarianism, authoritarianism, dictators, and communist regimes, plagues that are caused by our own government. Yeah, I think it was caused by our own government, because Dr. Fauci more than had his hand in that cookie jar. You know, I was recently reading an article that popped up on my news feed. I thought this was just fantastic writing. But more or less what it comes down to is Dr. Fauci, and this article is from Kyle Becker, and he said that Dr. Fauci is planning on a universal vaccine that just makes sense for everybody to take, no matter what the costs may be, no matter what might happen, no matter how many people may get injuries from these vaccines. We should all have this radical new, I don't know, this universal vaccine. There is no universal vaccine, just like there is no universal health care. There is no universal currency. This is all, once again, you start talking about this whole universal thing and trying to include everybody. That is a very New World Order in my mind. And it gives me pause when I hear these demagogues talk about this. And they expect us to just take it. Expect us to just believe whatever they say. The science is in. and Dr. Fauci is the head of all sciences that has ever came up, and we should all bow down to Dr. Fauci and his infinite knowledge. Just like his infinite wisdom of very humane experiments upon dogs and puppies, or a very humane experience upon populations within China, because anything that happens in China, there is a element of that population that is being tested upon. And if you're at any of these concentration camps, and once again, we're talking about China, where no one knows what's going on in China, because they won't allow the world to know. So Dr. Fauci, who has funded, well, let's just say billions of dollars to this research, this gain-of-function research, creating these Frankenstein-like vaccines, or excuse me, viruses. I just don't believe it. I don't believe this guy is really looking out for the best interests of the world. So I'm very hesitant when this guy comes out and says that we are still vulnerable and our public health infrastructure has improved greatly, but without a universal vaccine, a single virus would result in a world catastrophe. Well, allow Wrecker to interject a little bit of history on you, Dr. Fauci. We have gone through plagues and epidemics and various types of viruses throughout the entire known timeline of man, and we're still here. We've gone through crazy climatic times where, you know, the earth is frozen, and then it was a scorching heat, and all these extreme forms of weather, and these very unnatural weather phenomena type events that have happened, not to mention wars. We're still here, Dr. Fauci, and that was all before a universal vaccine. So what is your universal vaccine going to cure? I'll tell you what we need. We need a universal vaccine from communism. And right now, there is no universal vaccine to communism that can be applied, because we have people within our government who align themselves with the communist. Now, Dr. Fauci, you make a lot of money from China. Why don't you tell us how much you're getting paid? And then we'll talk about vaccines. Why don't you tell me just exactly what you're up to in Beijing or in other parts of the world? And then we can talk about your speculations on vaccines and the efficacy on it. Until then, I don't believe him. Until then, this man's hand is in the cookie jar. Both hands are in the cookie jar. Both feet are in the cookie jar. He's like a squid trying to form his way into that bottle that's down in the bottom of the ocean that still has a little bit of food in it, and he just found his entire self in it because he's spineless. He is a little invertebrate, and I don't like the man. I know people who've actually worked for Dr. Fauci at NIH. I know some of the police officers that work there, and they've said that personally, he's a very nice guy. Well, you know, you can be a very nice person personally and still be an authoritative dictator. And I'm not saying that he is a dictator. I'm not saying that he is an authoritarian. I'm saying that he is aiding and abetting in authoritarian governments and dictators. Let me prove a point to you. Before COVID, before any of this madness happened in 2019, when people got sick, if they felt like it, they went to the doctor. If you had the common flu, 9 times out of 10, the doctor said, go home, drink some chicken noodle soup, rest, and avoid other people, and let your body fight off the flu. If it gets really bad, here's something that you can go down to the pharmacy, like Theraflu, and drink, and you know, you'll be fine. That was the most common practice in America. Probably the most common practice around the world. And still more people died from the common flu than COVID. but we don't talk about these facts. They were posted up on CDC, and now you can't find them, so that's interesting, isn't it? But let's do a little update, a little progress report. And right now I'm going to give you a list of countries that are going through some very strange post-COVID policies. And I want to know, come 2022, just how dystopian is it going to get? And I have some countries that didn't make it on the list, and I'll go ahead and name those. Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. New Zealand and Australia, we already know, have these COVID camps. Concentration camps, FEMA camps, SHIELD camps, Hillary Clinton's fun camps for adults, whatever you want to call it. They are taking people, not by their own will, and putting them into these camps and penalizing them based off of what? We don't know if the COVID vaccine works. And I'm not saying vaccines don't work. I'm just saying, what is the efficacy of this vaccine when the FDA still hasn't approved it? We don't know the COVID vaccines work. And there's like 8 different COVID vaccines. There are multiple different COVID tests. Whenever I caught COVID, you know, it sucked for about 72 hours. And then my body got over it. My wife caught COVID. She was down for about 5 weeks and had some pretty serious issues, but then she got over it. It was like having a really severe flu for 5 weeks. And yeah, man, that sucks a lot, but you know, she still got over it with no antibiotics, you know, no nothing. And I don't know, I think that God gave us the ability to fight off these things, and we should use that gift. But when it comes down to it and you really, really need to go to the doctor, go to a doctor. But if there are things out there that doctors can give you and they refuse to give you it, well, now there's an agenda, okay? So if ivermectin works, if there are other, you know, types of medical procedures out there that works, why does New Zealand and Australia not apply it at these COVID camps? It would actually make a little bit of sense if you had people that were of such severe cases that you put them in these COVID camps where they can, without a shadow of a doubt, get these gene therapies, get these different medications put into their system, be on an IV, have doctors and nurses who are specifically trained and vetted just for that. If that is really the measurement that you need, then take it. But it should not be by force. That should be, honestly, that should be by examination by a doctor to say, okay, you know, you go to a doctor and you say, hey, I want to see if I can get myself into this COVID clinic. Okay, well, we're going to check you out. Your symptoms aren't that bad. Take yourself home. Here's some Tylenol. Call me in 3 days and we'll reevaluate. If not, hey, you're really bad. You're going to be put on this list. You'll need to show up at this place at this time with these materials or documentation, and then the government is going to take over, or God forbid, or whatever clinic is going to take over and take you in as a patient. And you should be free to go. Come and go if you can. Your family should be free to come and go as they can with all the safety precautions put in place. Okay, I'm not an idiot, but I also know that if it, and let's just say, if it is this deadly of a virus, if it is so detrimental to the world population, and that is the extent that we need to take, then let's do it, and let's be responsible about it and humane about it. Now, at the same flip of the coin, New Zealand and Australia and Canada, you have members of your parliaments who are walking around without their mask and going to parties. Same thing like the people in Congress and in the Senate and in the White House, going around, no mask on, touching everything. You know, Joe Biden's still trying to hug kids everywhere. If it's that big of a deal, Why does the most powerful man in the world, the President of the United States, why is he not located in NORAD? If this is such a deadly virus, you really, seriously, Secret Service, no one said, hey, Mr. President, here's this gas mask. Wear this Avon gas mask. Here's this NBC filter. Keep one on you at all times, as well as a spare. But it's not that serious. And it never was that serious. But through the unique weaponization of fear, we turned COVID into something that the movies have wrote about for years. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to get into a little bit of a breakdown of other European countries that are our allies. And we're going to, you know, briefly talk about what they're doing right now. And then we're also going to finish up with Turkey and the turmoil that Turkey is going through right now with their failing economy. Stick around. I'm Doug Thornton. This is American Vindicta. We'll be right back.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes. Precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
And we're back. This is American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. All right, so here's an update on some world news and why I think it matters. We're going to talk about some different European nations that have mandatory vaccines and some that don't. And what are the stages of mandatory vaccines and COVID requirements for checks and all this other goofy stuff that they're doing. This is also happening in America, but it's at a state level. Okay, and it's at a private company level. So don't think it's not happening in the U.S. The reason why I'm not covering the U.S. is because I think we already know, but we don't really know what other countries are doing. And it's important because the entire world is doing the same measures for safety, quote unquote, safety, at the same time. I think that is that's something worth talking about. So, starting in February 1st, and most of these projections are for 2022. Some were for late 2021 all the way up into April. But hey, let's talk about this. In Austria, this is mandatory vaccines. This comes after an attempted lockdown on the country's unvaccinated, which has now turned into a full nationwide lockdown. Austria will be the first nation now to require mandatory vaccines for all of its populace. Greece will start fining people over the age of 60, 100 euros per month, if they do not get a vaccine by January 15th. Germany. In 2022, Germany's parliament is expected to vote for mandatory vaccines. The incoming chancellor, Olaf Scholz, said there will be a vote in Bundestag later this month, which would be about this time. This article is from December, early December, that he hopes would be in favor for mandatory vaccines for all Germans. He is quoted in the Deutsche Presse Agentur that compulsory vaccination would be a far-reaching encroachment on the freedom of the individual, but it protects life and ultimately the freedom of society. He also is quoted saying, in order to keep the upper hand in the future and prevent a fifth wave, I guess fifth wave of COVID breakout, we must now make preparations for a general vaccination. Isn't that interesting? Hey, you remember years ago when Chancellor Merkel allowed all of the quote-unquote immigrants from the Middle East and from Africa to come in and completely destroy your country? And then she was forcing Germans out of their homes to put these quote-unquote migrants and immigrants into, and then the crime spree went up 2,000% to include rapes on women. And then when rapes on women went up, they said, well, German girls just shouldn't be walking around in skirts. That's the country who's going to take care of you now. Now that COVID is out, they're going to take care of you because it's for the betterment of their society. But, you know, the chaos that happened a couple years ago, nah, just deal with it. Destroying borders. Destroying borders and societies and history and cultures. That has been the movement of the New World Order ever since Barack Hussein Obama became president. Now, I know you may think I sound like one of those crazy guys, one of those kooks. Truth hurts. He said he was going to fundamentally change the United States. Does it look the same to you? Moving on. Italy. Italy mandated vaccines for the health professionals, teachers, administrative school staff, the military, the police, and rescue workers. However, instead of mandating all citizens to be vaccinated, Italy now has a green pass, which requires recovery from COVID-19 or vaccination in order to access social venues like sporting events or the movies or nightclubs. You're going to see a pattern here with the COVID pass. La France, the French. France mandated vaccinations for healthcare workers, firefighters, and transportation workers. Citizens who are in direct contact with the public must have a health pass, proving they are vaccinated or had recovered from COVID-19 or produce a negative COVID test. The health minister, Olivier Véran, said mandatory vaccination was not the choice France had made. He explained that it would be more difficult to enforce for adults than it currently is for children. Yeah, there you go. There's another socialist government leading the way in the free world, huh? United Kingdom. Vaccine mandatory for health and social care workers, but not for the general public. Not yet, anyways. Nothing like drinking coffee at 8:45 at night. Sweden. Sweden has not passed a vaccine mandate, but requires a COVID-19 pass for entry to public indoor events with more than 100 people. The pass means that a person is fully vaccinated or tested negative for COVID-19 or had recovery from COVID. Also, Sweden, their health minister said that the general portion of the people in Sweden went and got a vaccine, which is why they said they didn't need to force it, because 3/4 or more of the nation already went and just got the vaccine. Nobody stopped to question. Everybody just went and got the vaccine. Does that not sound like a thing that lemmings do to you? Does that sound right? I don't know. When I see these nations telling me that, oh, everyone went and got it, that's why we don't need to force vaccinate, but you're not going to go watch your kids play sports or your own sports or the movies or go to any theater. You're not going to go to nightclubs or bars. You're not going to go to the beach. You're not going to go to the amusement parks. You're not going to go to the restaurants. You're not going to go to the fairs. You're not going to be allowed in the markets. And you can't visit any state or government-owned facilities unless you have the passport, which says you got vaccinated. Yeah, there's no mandatory vaccine, huh? Hungary. In Hungary, vaccination is required for health workers, state school teachers, and state employees. Private companies can require workers to be vaccinated or not. So that honestly is probably one of the things that sounds the most like the United States, except for through the circuit court up there in Montana, they overthrew the need for healthcare workers to be mandatory vaccinated. Right now in America, this whole get a vaccine or be fired and look for a new job is out of control and it's tyrannical. It's absolutely stupid that we're still even talking about this. And just when we got over that hump, just when everyone stopped really caring, when all the Karens stopped caring, and when all the masks stopped being worn, Omicron hit. How funny. Now we have Omicron. And now the boogeyman virus is back. Back in our closets, underneath the bed, scaring the hell out of Dr. Fauci. Denmark. Denmark requires COVID pass for basically all facets of life. If you want to shop, eat at restaurants, or go outside and enjoy a night on the town, you must be vaccinated. And you must have your COVID pass. Switzerland. The Swiss can impose vaccination on vulnerable groups of people and for certain people under very strict conditions. Switzerland also has a COVID pass to access public life. Here is something that bothers me. When a government says, we can force you to do this if you're a vulnerable group of people and for certain people under very strict conditions. I would like to know who is the vulnerable group of people. Vulnerable to what? That's like an open-ended threat. What am I vulnerable to? If I'm a 30-something-year-old man in the peak health of my life with a great beard, why do I need to get a vaccine? Why can I not have the choice to allow my body to fight this? Because eventually, America, the world, when you keep getting all these dang vaccines, you're going to make these vaccine-resistant diseases and viruses, and then we're going to have real problems. And eventually, the only vaccine that's going to work is going to be fire. We have to stop trying to put a Band-Aid on every scuffed knee. We have to allow nature to take its course and maybe let this virus burn itself out. The R-naught values on these are not very high. For Epsilon, it was high. For Omicron, it's high. But the lethality is not high. So what the R-naught value is that for, every 8 people or whatever with Epsilon, one person would be able to pass it to 8 people, and then the mutation would change. And the problem with that is that at that high of a mutation rate and at that high of an exchange rate within passing this virus off to other people, it weakens the virus, but it also lessens the chance for that virus to be affected by the vaccine that was originally made for that virus. Because, after 7 or 8 generations of shedding this virus to other people, you now have a new virus. So the vaccine is invalid. That's why, Dr. Fauci, there can't be a universal vaccine. Unless your universal vaccine goes in the forehead or in the right hand, Dr. Fauci. Latvia. Latvia has measures in place that restrict people who are unvaccinated. also has a COVID pass. Latvia is also looking at mandatory vaccines. Slovenia, no mandatory vaccines, no COVID pass. I couldn't even find anything on it. So, congratulations, Slovenia. Bulgaria, no mandatory vaccines, but does have a COVID pass. Poland, preparing to introduce mandatory vaccines for medical workers, teachers, military, and police, and a possible COVID pass. And once again, Canada, and to my friends that are in Canada, the different provinces that you're in are different. I understand that. My friend Paul, who's up there in Alberta, he explains to me a lot of these Canadian politics that are just outside the box of normality. But this is what I'd have to tell you. Canada, after Trudeau takes your guns, after Trudeau bans Christianity, after Trudeau has forced the lockdown of the entire country, and he has told you how to live, he's told you what to eat, he's forced anything into your body, at that point in time, Canada, I would like for you to just go to your backyard and dig a hole and crawl in it and cover yourself back up with dirt. That's effectively what you're doing. You're killing yourselves. Stand up and resist the tyranny. Now, I'm not saying go through a revolutionary war, but that's your country, not mine. It's your country to lose, not mine. But I do appreciate the fact that you are my northern border, my northern neighbor, and you help keep the wolves at bay. And I fought with Canadians over in Iraq. It was a good group of guys. I liked them. They were pretty funny. I would have to tell you this. The different provinces, it's like going to different states. The closer you get to the eastern side, the more California, West Coast-ish you look. The more you go to the western side of Canada, the more Texas you kind of look. But you guys are losing your freedom. You're going to lose your country. I already know just how hard it is and the hoops you have to jump through just to get guns or just to be able to carry guns. I pray for Canada. I pray that the Canadians do the right thing. And if you had to secede from one side of the country in order to escape it, so that it doesn't completely destroy your way of life and your culture or your currency, I would implore you to do it or move to America. We're still kind of free. At least we have guns in some states. We are a parody of what we consider to be free in this country. And we are quickly losing our freedoms. And what's bad is that there are other people from other countries that are still escaping their hell holes to get here. And then, you know, they go, man, but it's so free here. And then we have to tell people who are immigrants, you don't understand, it used to be freer than this. I fear what America will look like when in 10, 15 years when my children are older. Is this going to be the same America? You know, the Jetsons never happened, so we don't have our flying cars yet. I'm pretty bummed out about that. But the amount of technology has really became our Achilles heel, and instead of being more free, now we want to put chips in our brains, thanks to Elon Musk, or we want to say that there are 500 genders. We're not America anymore, not the way we think we are. It's not mom's apple pie and baseball anymore. It's not the good old boys and the cowboy movies. It's not John Wayne walking around and smacking people and throwing kids into rivers. America, you have changed. And we have politicians that want to continue to make it even more radical. Think back to what Obama said. He wanted to fundamentally change America. Now we have devout socialists in Congress. Does that make any sense to anybody else? I ask this question quite a bit, especially when I was in the government. And I would ask, you know, friends of mine, I was like, does it make sense that we have a communist, a socialist that got voted by other Americans in the Senate or in the House of Representatives? Does this make sense to anybody else? Didn't we fight like 2 world wars, almost 3 world wars because of these people? Who the hell voted them in? And that must mean we have a little bit of a communist takeover within certain parts of this country, if certain parts of our government are starting to be socialist and communist. And once again, this kind of ties back into Dr. Fauci. If we already have our elected officials, government workers, obviously big tech is right up there with them, and a lot of Hollywood elite, and then we have all these really, really lost, degenerate younger people who believe in Mao Zedong as like a savior. Do you really think that a portion of America would not approve of the COVID camps? And let me ask this question. Would you go to the COVID camp willingly? If the government came out and said, well, you know, the only way to fight Omicron is we now have to forcefully take you out of your home for the good of society. We're going to go put you in this camp where it's all a bunch of other sick people. That's called a triage. But if they're taking you by force, I mean, what is it going to look like? Is law enforcement going to play a role in this? Or social workers, quote-unquote social workers, socialist workers, what do they want to call themselves? You ain't coming to my farm. You're not coming here and taking nothing off this land. And I know probably 100 million Americans think the same way. Anyone that comes on my property uninvited, it's going to be a bad, bad day. And I'm fairly certain many Americans align themselves in that point of view. And when we stop resisting these people, they won't just come and ask you. They'll just come and take you. See, right now, the only reason why they haven't came and take anything is because they're afraid to. In Texas, we have a little bit of a bravado about ourselves because of the Alamo. Some of those very memorable flags that we flew. You know, kind of like the Gadsden flag. You know, that whole phraseology that we like to borrow from the Lacedaemonians or the Spartans. And I see it as that wave of Persians coming up through Thermopylae. Here we are. Surrender your weapons. Surrender your rights, America. Sorry, Xerxes, I ain't doing that. You can come and take it, though. You can come and try. America, we have to continue to resist. We have to vote. We have to protest. We have to stop buying all these people's crap that they're selling us that's bad for us. Start buying locally. Grow your own food. My God, grow your own food. That'll show them. Show you anyways. Show you that you can grow your own food. Put a little confidence back inside your brain housing group that's been between your ears. Be a little bit more self-reliant, America. And we won't have to need these people as much. And when they realize that we don't need them, we're going to start taking serious amounts of power back. We've given too much power to the government. That's why they can eventually do what all these other countries have done. You don't believe me? Just watch and see. Let's see what 2022 brings. Let's see just how much they say Omicron affects us. They're already telling us that all the new COVID-related cases that are happening in the hospital That's all Omicron. Even though before it was Omicron, it was people who were vaccinated. We were already being told that one. We already knew just how many people were being physically affected from this vaccine. Hell, I've said it before, I'll say it again. My old boss caught COVID, got vaccinated, caught COVID again, got vaccinated, caught COVID again. Fool me once, shame on you. America, we are going to look like Europe at this rate with these politicians. And to me, it's truly worrying because I see a precedence. I see a precedence being laid here, and I see eventually at least one or two tries at some sort of a COVID internment camp. And I think when we start going down that road, it's a slippery slope. Americans already are in great fear of the government, already distrust the government. They already distrust mainstream media. They see the lies. Americans are going back to being Americans again. And they're rejecting all this New World Order nonsense. I think whenever the COVID camp comes, people are going to be in an uprising. When a concentration camp comes back to America, we've had them before during World War II, but when it comes back to America, I hope you get out and let the government know just how much you disagree with it. I'm not saying going and burning it down. I'm not saying, you know, lining up the bulldozers and mowing it down is exactly what you should do. But hey, I'm not you. If that's what you feel like you need to go do, go do it. And I know I'm taking a risk saying that, but if it's your town, if it's your county, and the government comes in and says, we are going to purchase this from you, and we're going to make a COVID camp, please do everything within your power not to harm anyone, not to cause any strife or true damage, but protest. Be like Tank Man. Stand in the way of the construction crews. Don't allow them to do it. Show the government that you don't own the country. We do. We the people do. And if your elected citizens within your township or within your county are the ones who are granting the government access to build a COVID camp, protest them. It's not the route this nation needs to go. It's a slippery slope. Once we start doing the COVID camps, when do the fun camps come? When does the COVID camp start being half political dissenters camp? It's a very slippery slope. We already have medical professionals that are out there. We already have hospitals. You can already do home care. Why do we need a camp? And this type of medical access is out there for Canada. It's out there for Australia. It's out there for New Zealand. Also in Europe, where we have another COVID camp or shield camp, whatever they want to call it. If we have all these other preventative measures out there, why are you building camps to forcefully take people out of your home? I watched a video of law enforcement in Great Britain, in Tyvek suits, the white Tyvek suits, with their duty belts on the outside, and they are pulling a mom away from the grandmother, her mother, and her children, who are about the age of my children, very, very young, pulling her out by the ankles and the elbows, and putting her in restraints in a van. And off they go. Is this KGB? Is this Night of the Broken Glass? Is this the Night of Long Knives? Is this the Stasi coming back? What in the hell are you people doing? Are you trying to cause an uproar among the citizens of the world? Are you trying to cause a civil war in every major country around the world? Keep going this route. Keep becoming more authoritarian. Keep becoming dictators. And you will have a civil war in every nation. Maybe that's a goal. Maybe that is an end goal for the New World Order. Because then they can cry foul whenever they insert their own agents into these groups, these renegade groups of patriots, people that are in civil war, and have some assassinations and have some terrorism here or there, and say, oh, it was that group, January 6th. It was that group. Let's lock up them and everyone that looks like them. I hope, America, I hope you hear me. I hope you're waking up to this. And I hope you're spreading this message, by the way. All I ask is that you stop and think before you do anything. Before you take an injection, before you take the advice of the doctor, use your own good senses. Don't be told what to do your entire life. You're Americans. Act like it. Ready to go to a break, and I'll see you right after.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, you will own nothing, and you will love it. And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have. Access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com. Or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Welcome back. This is American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. We've been talking about COVID and all the COVID measures that are happening around the world and what are eventually going to happen in these United States while they're still united. But once again, I want to take you outside of the United States, bring you into some other news. We're going to talk about Turkey. Why is the Turkish lira crashing? And what impact is the currency crisis having in Turkey? So you can find this at euronews.com. I want you to know that within the realms of NATO, the second largest military in NATO is Turkey. Turkey, in the area that it sits, is a hotbed for Islamic extremism, for radical terror groups. Pipelines being inserted all over the place from Russia and other different companies. It is a territorial zone of combat for thousands of years and will be that way until the Lord returns and silences the masses for good. And Recep Tayyip Erdogan is, I think, one of the most dangerous men in the world with the way that, with the way he thinks. He is honestly, I think, a true threat to Israel. And I do support Israel, so for any of you Israel phobes out there, sorry. And what's going on right now is just interesting and it's bewildering. Because the lira has, it's not the greatest currency, but it wasn't one of the worst. It was almost comparable to the euro, I guess you could say, but now that Erdogan has put forth these new interest cut rates, that his economists were saying, don't do it, you're going to crash the lira. Well, he did, and now the lira's crashed. And I want to just, you know, read through this article real quick and just let you hear some of the quotes from people that are out in the marketplaces and what they're dealing with. And I want you to think about all the talks that I have given you about preparation. And I want you to hear it right here. As a result, families are struggling to buy food and other goods, and the Turkish lira has lost around 40% of its value since the start of the year, becoming one of the world's worst performing currencies. Turkey's central bank has cut borrowing costs by 4 percentage points since September, in line with Erdogan's wishes, even though inflation accelerated to around 20%. Erdogan, who has been in power for some 19 years and has grown increasingly authoritarian, has long argued that high interest rates cause inflation, contrary to what economists generally say, that increasing rates will drive down prices. The rate cuts have raised concerns over the bank's independence, while the country's unconventional monetary policy has spooked foreign investors who are dumping the Turkish assets. And Turkish citizens are rushing to convert their savings to foreign currencies and gold to protect them from soaring inflation. Hot damn. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Invest in precious metals. Wow. What a plug for Steve Quayle if I ever heard one. Listen to this quote. People bring their savings and always want to buy dollars. When will it end? Where will this go? They're panicking. And this was from an exchange office worker. People are constantly in panic mode and are using money that's under their mattresses. As a result, the Turkish lira, which had barely recovered from a currency crisis in 2018, has been weakening to record lows against the dollar and the euro. It crashed to a record low 13.44 against the American currency on November 23rd, after Erdogan insisted there would be no turning back from this unconventional policies. On Tuesday, the lira plummeted again to an all-time low of 14 against the dollar after Erdogan reiterated that cuts would continue amid signs the U.S. Federal Reserve would tighten credit for consumers and businesses as inflation rises. The lira recovered a bit Wednesday after Turkey's central bank announced it was intervening in the foreign exchange market to stem the volatility. Oh, quick side note. Let's talk about cryptocurrency real quick. India is planning to introduce a ban on almost all private cryptocurrencies. Why do you think? Why do you think? And there are a slew of governments out there who do not like crypto, who do not like you to have a form of currency that they cannot control. I wonder why that is. So, how have people been affected by this so far with the lira crashing? With inflation running at more than 21%, according to government figures released on Friday, the prices of basic goods have soared and many people in this country of more than 83 million are struggling to make ends meet. The Independent Inflation Research Group, made up of academics and former government officials, puts the inflation rate at a stunning 50%. The devalued lira is driving prices higher, making imports, fuel, and everyday goods more expensive in Turkey, which relies on imported raw materials. Meanwhile, rents have skyrocketed, and prices for home sales, mostly pegged on the dollar, are also increasing. Every morning, long lines from outside of kiosks selling bread are a lira cheaper than in bakeries and shops. Here's a quote. "We are cutting down on everything," Sanasi Yüksülen said. He waited in line. He said, "I used to buy 10 loaves of bread. Now I buy 5. We've given up trying to buy meat." We've given up trying to buy meat. I want to flip my freaking table over. You got to be kidding me. There is the second most powerful nation in NATO, and its citizens can't buy meat right now because their economy crashed. Go ahead, America. Go back to sleep. Go ahead and think that it's not going to happen to us. This is America. We'll never have a currency crash. At a shopping center selling discounted goods in Ankara, Emine Singizer said she wanted to buy her teenage daughter a winter coat, but left empty-handed. Isn't that sad? She said, "If I buy the coat, we won't have anything to eat for the rest of the week." Here's a quote. "When your salary gap between what you can earn in Turkey versus what you can earn abroad widens so much, it's just going to be very difficult for us to keep those highly educated white-collar people at home. And that's a major threat for the future of the country." The Turkish president has been pushing for low borrowing costs to stimulate the economy, boost growth in exports, and create jobs. He has vowed to break the cycle of an economy dependent on short-term, quote-unquote, hot money lured by high interest rates. Economists say raising borrowing costs eases inflation, which has been surging worldwide as the economy recovers from the coronavirus pandemic, but is especially acute in Turkey because of the government's unorthodox policies. Look, I can let you read the rest of this this crap from Euronews. Not saying that what they covered is, but ladies and gentlemen, the future of the world is very shaky, and we're not even in 2022 yet. Please prepare accordingly. I do not bring you any material that is science fiction based. I'm bringing you factual evidence every single night. Speaking of which, this show is Monday to Friday, 11 p.m. Eastern, Global Star Radio. Thank you very much for hosting this show, for putting up with me and my antics. Thank you very much for listening. Please spread this show. We will have a website up here pretty soon where I'm going to have a lot of content on there. And I really hope that you go into the new year with a new mindset of being better prepared, being a better American, respecting one another, but also being able to handle being disrespected by this government, because they're going to continue to do it no matter how much we say stop doing this. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I'm Doug Thornton. This is American Vindicta. Out. Yeah. stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.